I am honored and very delighted to have some distinguished individuals with me today. I'm telling you, the one and only Grammy Stella award-winning artist, one of the most artists that we love of all time. And you know we love her here in Shreveport, Bossier. She's been to Shreveport several times, and that is none other than LeAndrea Johnson. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be a part of this. And just happy. I'm alive. So we're everything is good. I'm excited.
Absolutely. We're excited that you are on with us today. And then, of course, I tell you, a legend in his own right, an extraordinaire in his own right. He is he's the force, let's say that, behind something that we all love to attend, and that is the Stella Awards, none other than Mr. Don Jackson. How you doing, sir?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I am doing well, and thank you for being on today. And I'm excited to talk with the both of you today about the Stella Awards. I tell you, I'm excited about the 36th Annual Stella Gospel Music Awards, which is the longest running black televised award show on television. LeAndrea, tell us a little bit about your experience with the Stella Awards and what it means to you.
Oh, wow. The very first moment, you know, the very first opportunity was amazing. Just to be around, you know, our own, you know, and to be able to celebrate one another, to be able to come together, that was amazing in itself, you know. And I'm delighted every time, you know. And Mr. Jackson, he's amazing. He never changes, always a big smile on his face and very warming. So the experience is great. It's amazing. You can't even really. It's just. It is what it is. You know. You go ahead on, sir, with yourself. But you know, it's amazing. He's such a sweetheart, and the staff, from the staff to the front to the back. You know. So I'm excited. What you say about that, Mike? You agree?
Absolutely.
and I'm certainly excited. And that, and when she said Mike, that is Mike Madison, who's on the line as well. And Brother Mike, tell us a little bit about your experience with the Stella Awards.
Oh my God, I have absolutely always enjoyed the Stella Awards, being able to represent clients such as LeAndrea and other people that performed on the Stella Awards. So I'm always just grateful to be here and to make sure that my artists are a part of Mr. Don Jackson and what he has been doing over these years with the Stellas.
Extraordinary. And then, of course, as I told you all, the force behind the Stella Awards, we said 36 years. I think he can tell you about all 36 of those years. Mr. Jackson, what do you got to say about something that God placed in your heart 36 years ago, and from where it was to where it is today and to where you see it going in the future?
Well, Pastor CJ, let me just say it's God all the way, and the artists like LeAndrea who make it happen. And Mike, I'm glad to hear your voice there again. You know, I saw LeAndrea when the NBA had her had their draft here. They had a celebration. Remember that, LeAndrea? And you were singing,
yep.
And I came up, and when you have artists like this, it just makes the whole environment of the Stella Awards come alive. The artists are who make it. They're the ones in the genre that permit us to do what we do. So after 36 years, it hasn't changed other than it's growing, and that's what our intent is, to see it grow, to have a platform of television where we can showcase their wonderful talents. And this year, we're so pleased to come out of the dark into the light. And that's why our theme is lighting the way with our faith, music, and family. And now we're going to be able to showcase what we do in a live environment. It's not going to be virtual. All of it's going to be live this year, taking place at the Symphony Theater, or Symphony Center. It's really known as the Schermerhorn Symphony Center in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a concert hall right in the heart of downtown Nashville, and where it has the glamour, it has the chandeliers, it really has what we were looking for. We're not going back to Vegas because of the COVID restrictions they still have there. And so these were the dates we were able to pick, and in an environment that we loved. And it's going to be Saturday, the taping, Saturday, July 10th, 2021 of this year. And we don't know if we're going to be able to sell tickets, right now we're not. We're only for the artists, the nominees, and Leandria, congratulations on two of your nominees for Traditional Female Artist of the Year. One is for your single, Hold On, and the other for your song, P.J. Morton's project, The Gospel According to Pete. You continue to blow us away. I'll use what Kirk Franklin says, you are tremendously dope. I understand it means fantastic. and I'm trying to, I can't say that to Shirley Caesar. She'll say, what you mean, Don? but congratulations. Uh-huh. And also for last year where you won two for your performance on Donald Lawrence project. So continue to do it, my lady.
Thank you.
Us proud. You make us proud.
And speaking,
that means a lot. That means a lot.
And speaking of stellar awards, as you said, Mr. Jackson, Leandria has won stellar awards. She's nominated again this year for stellar awards. So, Leandria, can you tell us, because anytime an artist have an opportunity to win an award, that's an accomplishment. Can you tell us what that accomplishment means to you on having won stellar awards, but then also continuing to be nominated for stellar awards?
It means a lot because it's not easy, it's not easy being a Christian for one, and to be able to live your life in the open and, you have some naysayers and everything, but just to be able to live life the best way that you know how and to be able to do what you love to do and then it pays off. It's encouraging, and I hope a lot of people are watching and letting them know, encouraging somebody else, upcoming artists, to be like, listen, be your best self, live life, love God. But, my work has touched many people, and so this accomplishment just proves that hard work pays off, and, loving God pays off, just being able to, I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but, I'm just appreciative. It means a lot. It means a lot. Hard work does pay it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me,
I just got nervous.
No. And let me just say to you, Leandria, you are in Shreveport, what we call the realness of gospel. Oftentimes we talk about what God can do, and we never get an opportunity to see him do it. And one of the things that in your ministry, what we've been privileged to see is God do extraordinary things with you. I tell you, you are indeed an example of the love of God. We see the love of God in your life. Not only do we see the love of God in your life, but also we love how you be yourself, be natural, be real. And not only be natural and be real, but also that tells the person who feel like, I may like this, or I may do this, or I may do that. I don't know if God can use me. Well, Leandria has showed us that no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've been through, that God can use you. So I want to say to you, keep being real. I think that's why you are where you are in the gospel industry, in the country, in the world. It's because your relevancy is your realness. And so I would just say, continue to be real, continue to be who you are. And, we love you in Shreveport. Anything with Leandria's name on it, we flock to. We love you in Shreveport, so we just do that.
God, I love you guys back.
Absolutely. And let me say to you, Mr. Jackson, we're excited about this show that's going to be coming this year. We're excited. Over the 36 years, you have produced it, and you have done wonderful things with your team. And we thank you for having the heart and the vision. You know, a lot of people, wouldn't take this type of risk on gospel music or this industry, but you did. You stepped out on faith, and we see that you got the faith that lasts, because it's been lasting 36 years, and not only 36 years, you've taken it from city to city. And I'm just saying, if anybody want to know what type of faith to have, give me some of that Don Jackson faith, because I'm telling you, that's some good faith right there. And I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal thing that you have done. And Mr. Jackson, let me just say this as we kind of bring this to a conclusion, but let me say this. You know, you've been all over the country. You've been to different cities. Let me ask you this question. How many cities have you had an opportunity to take the Stellar Awards to?
Let's see. I think it's about a dozen, from New York to Chicago to Nashville to L.A., Atlanta, and we've been, and Houston, we've been very well received there. So, but I'd like to get into just quickly, Pastor CJ, who some of the special honorees are.
Oh, sure.
As well as highlight some of the top nominees. But I just want to say another shout out to Leandria, because she performed last year, or no, it was a year, it wasn't last year, it was the year before that, on our Black Music Honors show, and did a trio with Kelly Price and with Ja'Kalyn Carr. They did a collaboration tribute to Yolanda Adams.
Oh, wow.
And everything was going well until Leandra just lost it in faith, and just... She exploded. Crowd exploded. Also, Leandra, you should know that on our site, that performance got the most views and hits and of any that we had done around that show.
Wow!
And Mike, if you don't have a copy of that, we need to get you a copy of that.
Yes, Mike.
It was
no. I have a copy of it. It's a pretty powerful performance,
isn't it? Oh, I am saying. But you know, where the praises are, we give them. So anyway, let me get into just the awards, Pastor CJ, that I can announce who the winners are for our special awards. The James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award. The Clark Sisters are getting that award this year. The Aretha Franklin Icon Award is going to Lady Tremaine Hawkins. Our Most Notable Achievement Award is going to Dr. Leonard Scott, founder of Ty Scott Records, the oldest black-owned gospel label in the world. The Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones Legends Award is going to Pastor Shirley Caesar, who was the first artist to perform on Stellar Awards 36 years ago. And Stellar Honors Hall of Fame inductees Carrie Douglas from Black Smoke Music, Teresa Harrison from the Gospel Heritage Foundation, Skip Barrett, a label executive and AR guru. So those are the ones we can announce. And then the top, and I won't name them all, just a few, who got the most nominations included Jonathan McReynolds, who got 8. Anthony Brown with 7 nominations, Kier Shear with 7 nominations, the Maverick City Music, new group, straight out of the box, they got 7 nominations, Pastor Mike Jr. with 7, Ja'Kalyn Carr with 4, Chicago Mass Choir, 3, Luther Barnes, 3, Tasha Cobbs, 3, and although the Clark Sisters are getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, they also got 3 nominees for the project they worked on with PJ Morton, The Return. That's a rightful thing to happen, where they're still getting nominated after receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow. So our show is going to air in the window of August 7th through September the 5th. Now, we're expanding our distribution on television beyond just broadcast television to BET and also to the Bounce TV channels, which we will announce a little later in terms of the date and time that it will be airing. So again, it's taping Saturday, July 10th at the Schermerhorn Symphony Center. Mike, you just might look that up online. Take a look at it. It is a magnificent venue. We are really one of the first black award shows to perform in that Symphony Center, where they've usually had operas and shows like that. They're excited about having us there. They're loving us, and we love the way that they're going to treat, you know, our artists and our friends when we come into that environment. Because the first time we were in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry, we were the first black award show in there, and they were not polite. And I didn't go back until their general manager, who they hired, was black. He came to see me and apologized, and as a result, we went back to the Grand Ole Opry for some, I think, 10 years. We had it there, but this it's new for us to go into the Symphony Center. Mike, just get an eye, you know, look at what it is. It's just a wonderful venue. So people can find out more about the other nominations, and because we have a total of 28 categories, I've only given you about 8 of them here, but they can, you know, go find us on, get more information about these categories on www.stellarawards.com, and follow us on social media, liking us on, you know, on Facebook at / Stellar Awards, and on Twitter and Instagram at The Stellar, and they can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Stellar Awards. So we're just so glad to come out of the dark into the light.
Yes, sir.
And get away from the virtual performances to the, you know, having people come up on stage and perform and give awards to the winners versus them accepting them, as Leandria did, virtually. But so, and it's good to see these artists so that, you know, we can embrace them, encourage them, and give them their due. And that's what we're doing with the with some of the honorees who have been around for a while, with the Clark sisters and Tremaine Hawkins and Shirley Caesar. It's important that we give them their roses, their flowers while they're here. And that's why we have those awards planned. And I should say, Leandra, you know, it's a big this time for African-American women. So we're also reaching out, and this is not a confirmation, but we're reaching out to Vice President
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I better get that straight. to accept our chairman's award, which will be the award I will present to her. She has not accepted yet, but we're putting it
you're
out.
You're a man of 36 years of faith. She's going to accept.
Well, exactly. We're hoping for that. Yeah. So that's our rundown, Pastor CJ, and I'm just thankful that you're able to give us this time, and I'm glad you're loving Leandria like we love her at the Stellar Awards.
Oh yeah, she knows this is. She knows she can do whatever she want to do in Shreveport. This is her home. This is her place. This is her town. Now let me say to you, Mr. Jackson, thank you for all you do, and to all of Coca Nation that's listening. Make sure we're watching the Stellar Awards. Make sure we're telling everybody. Tell Big Mama Paw, tell everybody. Tell Nene and all of them that the Stellar Awards is something that we need to make sure we're sitting in front of with our family, because this could be a family event right in the comfort of your own home, and making sure that you watch the Stellar Awards as well. Now, Mr. Jackson, I cannot let you get out of here without asking you this, because I tell you, as I've said to you earlier, 36 years, you've been all over the place. You've been everywhere. But I want you to press and pray about something. I want you to pray about thinking about a city like Shreveport, Bossier, with about 400,000 people, that all of our elected officials and business officials and business, a city that will welcome you with open arms to bring bring the Stellar Awards down south. Think about it. Pray about it, because we want it in our area as well.
I will do that.
Yes.
And do a little site visit to see what you got.
All right. Yes. Now, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm a Baptist preacher. I don't let anybody say anything, and I don't hold them to it.
All right,
please. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we thank all of you all. We really do appreciate you. And listen, Coca Nation, again, make sure you check out the Stellar Awards. It's going to be happening this fall. And not only it's going to be happening this fall, but it's going to be broadcasted on national television. There's going to be artists like Lee Andrea and many more that's going to be sharing with the Stellar Awards this year. Keep your radio locked right here. We're getting back to the music on Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA.